Doing well.
Good, thanks.
Well, I wanted to start simply by asking you kind of a question that I think that may well be on a lot of minds here area-wide when it comes to veterans and, you know, when it comes to the mental wellness side. How many of veterans, at least from your perspective or just kind of in ballpark percentages, how many veterans, once they are done with serving the military during their times, do need some sort of mental wellness or you know, maybe on a deeper level, the psychiatric recovery programs that you do have available?
That's a great question. Our area of focus tends to be depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, substance use disorders, and the number, at least with respect to post-traumatic stress disorder, as many as 20% of veterans leaving service meet the diagnostic criteria for at least PTSD. And, you know, that's associated with a host of other conditions like depression and substance use. So we have tailored treatment to meet, you know, the need across the board, at least in our psychiatric recovery and wellness program.
Speaking of that, do you say, you mentioned here PTSD and then drug use that comes along with it. Do you see a lot of veterans that are strictly dealing with one or the other, or in a lot of cases are you seeing a number of different really foundations for the psychiatric care that they need?
Yeah, it's definitely the latter. Rarely do we see someone who's dealing with just a single diagnosis. I think that the impact of service, and not just in a combat zone, but just as the stressors associated with military service, create symptoms for folks, and, you know, the next thing you know, they might be relying on substance use to cope with that, or, pretty much anything that hits the reward center in the brain can potentially be addictive, and that can be something that develops into a secondary problem. In any event, we're treating all of the above.
Dr. Black, do you find it sometimes difficult to find some of the veterans that may be suffering from some of these mental issues that don't come in and don't seek help?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, with respect to post-traumatic stress disorder, arguably the defining symptom is avoidance. Who wants to go back through all of those traumatic things that happened? And so veterans, they get suddenly reintroduced back into civilian life, and there's no real training program for that, but it can be kind of jarring. Yet, nevertheless, they, get back to work, get back to family, and try to cope as best they can for a while. So sometimes it's years before we see a veteran come through the door acknowledging the problems. And, I would add, these days I'm mostly working with veterans, who served in the last 20 years, but for a long time, I've also worked with Vietnam-era veterans, and some of those folks didn't even come into a VA until they retired and were in their 60s. But nevertheless, the good news is the treatment works even for those folks who waited.
I was going to ask you something along those lines, because when it comes to, Vietnam era, even into the conflicts in the early 80s, and granted, I was a lot younger then, so I wasn't paying that much attention, but I would assume that there was not that emphasis on, getting the PTSD-related care as soldiers are, say, coming out, or even as they're in their different service branches, like there seems to be right now. It seems like there's been a huge emphasis on that the last 5 to 10 years.
Absolutely. I was a lot younger back then, too. Early in my career, I don't think there was the level of awareness about the impact of traumatic events on soldiers and citizens, for that matter, too. And even the treatments, the tried and true treatments for post-traumatic stress disorder, they didn't really originate until the early 80s. And actually, I will make a plug for our stress disorders treatment program here, which was one of the first programs for veterans in the country, and that originated in the early 80s as well. So I just, in terms of treatment, I think we're still learning a lot, and there's some promising new treatments on the horizon, and I feel like the VA is at the cutting edge of providing those treatments.
Well, Dr. Black, what kind of options are out there for veterans? What kind of treatment options do you have available right now?
Well, okay, so I guess I'll sing the praises of our program. We're a four-week residential program, and our aim is at building coping skills. You know, I often like to say symptoms don't change, but our response to the symptoms change, and we can get better at handling those. And so our program is built on a whole health model where, you know, we're looking at treatment as more than just medication and therapy. It's about the life that you're living outside of treatment, you know, what's important to you, being physically active, having good social connection, you know, having some kind of meaningful experience of life, you know, getting good sleep, things like that. So that's what the aim of our program is, and that all fits under the VA's whole health model. We are very much into whole health in this program. Now, that said, there are several effective treatments for post-traumatic stress disorder that we do here, both on an outpatient and an inpatient basis. One of them is called cognitive processing therapy, and that's been shown to be effective at treating post-traumatic stress disorder. Cognitive therapy in general is good for treating a host of conditions like depression and anxiety. But basically with the cognitive processing therapy, what veterans are doing is they're challenging the beliefs that arose out of the trauma that maybe are not helpful. You know, beliefs that other people can't be trusted and that the world is an unsafe place. That's what cognitive processing addresses. We also do another effective treatment called prolonged exposure. And prolonged exposure is pretty much like what it sounds like. You know, when an individual has developed a habit of avoiding things, what we're trying to do is kind of work our way back into not avoiding so many of those things on a real systematic and stepwise progression. Both of those have been effective or shown to be effective. Eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR, that's another treatment. I've not been trained in that one, so I don't feel qualified to speak in depth about it. But, you know, those are the big three right now. But there are others on the way.
Outstanding. Well, Dr. Black, in case veterans feel like they do need to, you know, take advantage or at least research the different options that are available, how do they start that process? And how do you, I guess, maybe keep tabs on just really what their progress is if they go through these different options?
You know, how about this? You know, in the Emporia area, there's a VA CBOC. A veteran could, you know, walk into that CBOC and seek information. In terms of online, you know, PTSD.gov is a really great resource, and the Eastern Kansas VA healthcare system also has a web page as well. And, you know, I would say to any veteran considering treatment, beware, there's a lot of misinformation out there. So, and I'm happy to clear up any of that misinformation. If it's okay with you guys, I'd like to go ahead and give the main number to our VA.
Yeah, please do.
So our VA can be reached at 785-350-3111, and I'm happy to speak with anybody who might have questions. Again, my name is Dr. Mike Black. I'm the only Dr. Black in the system, but my extension is 53534.
Okay. Great information. We appreciate it.
I thank you guys for giving me the chance to talk about this. I could talk for hours about it. It's strangely, you know, the treatment of veterans is something I'm passionate about, and thanks for giving me the time to do that.
Yeah, we'd love to get you back on.
All right, anytime, guys.
Hey, thanks, Doc.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Dr. Michael Black.
Yeah, really quickly, want to let you know we've got a corporate challenge update tomorrow at 8:45. We'll also squeeze in our bi-weekly History Center update with Director Greg Jordan tomorrow, 8:50.
Hey, Affordable Room Groups offers convenient furniture financing plans that are sure to fit your budget. Get pre-approved online at affordableroomgroups.com. Affordable Room Groups on the corner of 6th and Neosho. Affordable Room Groups.
Hi, this is Jeremy Rusco, and National Disc Golf Day is Saturday, August 5th. So it's time for you to get out, get active, and play disc golf.